Autumn. Flown are the swallows, their flight was like thyself. O season of farewell, season that promises return, to renew, to retrieve and fulfill. Momentous, the wild winds of the equinox speeded their gathering and their going, but now becalmed on a slow current, scarce seeming to move, the year moves to that solstice where extremity of age is extremity of youth. No longer the light leaps up at daybreak, mirrored in the waters that wind through the plough. The veiled river by its reeds is shown, willows and bushes on its bank. To the eye they speak from the grey silence, undertones gentle yet urgent. We open to receive their beauty out of the mist, and mists over the hill and in the hollow of the woods heavier lie each morning. Flowers are smaller and fewer, the bees are lazier, and though noon lulled to security, that butterfly, we say as we see it, the last, for the chill of dawn is a challenge to survive. Slowly, imperceptibly, surely, inexorably, summer by winter is outweighed in the scales of the zodiac. See how horizontally the sun bathes in his broadside beams the garden, flooding that weathered wall, illumining the green of the moss on the grey of the stone. Along the top, the light in his eyes, a squirrel now with nut in mouth, stops and scampers and stops, and is gone with a leap into the elm. Unlatch that door, let out the sun, go out on the stream of splendour to the fields, following over the stubble thy long shadow till short it fall of the wood. There stay to wonder, to drink the mild quietness of the mid-afternoon, the mellow light on mellow leaves of deepening red and deepening gold. Spent is the outward urge, the forethrust of branches. In retreat are the trees, benign, yet aloof, gently majestic, withdrawn each one into itself, for their summer's wave ebbs, and their sanctuary is inwardness and depth. Receive and fear no affront, every pore of thy sense open, innocent of suddenness this hour, in sight and sound and touch. The breeze holily breaks not the stillness, but merges in and merges out, a celebrant priest of his sacrament partake. The leaves that fall, at their falling, disclose in their place leaf buds, pointed with readiness, each a chrysalis for the advent of spring. Janus of seasons, time's span, the past and future, with thy two faces beholding, serenity of thanks, serenity of hope, the wisdom of the sage, the wisdom of the seer. Where is thy third face? For three, not alone the future and the past, but the present thou dost reflect. Thou art beyond all earth's obedience to the command of truth. My mercy reveal its infinite resource, the ultimate, wherein though all seem lost, yet all is found in the last who is the first. Faithful pageant, not amiss is thy mime, For manifest in thee, Omega is an archway where Alpha stands framed, the first who comes last. For likewise art thou the season of seeds, O season of fruit.